beeswax treasure. Neocani Mountain, 1,795 feet above sea level, juts from the Oregon coast like a great stone fist. Many believe the landmark is the guardian of a priceless treasure. When European sailors arrived on the Pacific coast, the native people told an intriguing tale that many years before, three strange ships appeared near shore and threw smoke and thunder at each other. Two ships disappeared into the ocean, and the third beached itself on the sand below Neocani Mountain. Alexander Henry of the Northwest Fur Company camped near the mountain in 1813 and wrote,
"The old Clatsop chief arrived with some excellent salmon. There came with him a man about 30 years of age who had extraordinarily dark red hair and is a supposed offspring of a survivor of a shipwreck many years ago. Great quantities of beeswax are dug out of the sand near here, and the Indians bring it to trade with us."
In 1892, Dr. C. E. Linton, operator of the drugstore in Waldport, collected over 2 tons of beeswax that washed ashore after a storm. Some were marked with letters and numerals, and one piece was shaped like a book on which hieroglyphics were imprinted. In recent times, a chunk of wax marked 1679 in Arabic numerals was found, a date when there was considerable trade between the Orient and South America for beeswax candles. It was also a time when pirate ships roamed the seas. Each Pacific storm brings with it the fresh possibility that more beeswax, or perhaps some item from a treasure chest, will wash ashore and be found in the sand at the foot of Neocani Mountain.